What age were you when you left in 1956?
20.
Did you say the hotel your dad
was sold?
Sold the hotel in 1956 as well. Mm-hmm. So did you move away with your dad?
Parents. Aye.
Where did you go to? Just
Cooper Angus.
Ah, right, okay. What age did you leave?
15.
School? 15. Mm-hmm. And you, what was your work after that?
I worked for a year on the land, on the farm, across the Dooney, but then I went along, you know where Norrie Lane's garage is along there, the Peugeot agents, just along.
Oh, just the garage and...
Just further right, along the street.
Right.
Well, that was, at that time, it was owned by Fruits, it was Harper's garage, and they had and I was, I served my time as an agricultural engineer there, tractor mechanic and that.
Okay.
So I was there for 5 years. And then I moved out to Perth and worked for Grassics and things, you know. So from the age of 16, I came to Blairgowrie every day to my work and went back at night.
Right, okay.
As did quite a few people at that time, because there wasn't a lot of work in the village estates, farms. Lime Quarry was on the go, and the joinery, minus the joiners, was quite big as well. But there wasn't a lot of work, really, you know. No for tradespeople.
Yeah.
So you travelled Blairgowrie to your work, usually.
Okay, so how did you find going down every day? Was that fine?
It was okay. I had a motorbike.
Ah, right, yeah, I was just going to ask whether
in
you
the
drove
winter,
or...
No good.
No.
But you still had
it. Still had to do it.
I did it in the winter. But then eventually you progressed to car and when it's a bad day, you know.
So once you went, like you moved away down to Cooper Angus, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you felt like the need to come back, or did you come back often? You know, did you know, come back to see friends in the area?
Carmichael?
Yeah, for a while.
For a while, there was quite a good going rifle club, which was up at Enochdhu.
Right.
And I was a member of that when I was just a youngster. And my father, he was a great shooting buff, you know, and he did a lot of shooting. So when we did eventually move to Carmichael, we still came back up every week in the winter months to the shooting range.
Yeah.
When I... Tuesday night, I think it was. We always, my father and myself, we came up, and it was quite well attended, but I think the range burned down eventually. The targets were illuminated by colour gas, and maybe it was something to do with that, I don't know.